From Tridio Media, I'm Father Roderick, and this is The Daily Breakfast. Welcome back to The Daily Breakfast, and today I want to talk to you about a very special encounter that I had in Amsterdam, of all places. I met Jesus. And I wasn't alone. I was with a whole group of people. So how did this come about? Well, I've been asked to create a series of videos for a web series that is showing some projects in the southeastern part of Amsterdam. Now, you know Amsterdam from the pictures, and they always show you the nice houses and the little bridges and the canals, and Amsterdam has a certain reputation, which is partially true, partially a little bit exaggerated. If you've ever seen Pulp Fiction, they talk about how weird Amsterdam is. Everybody uses drugs, and they put mayonnaise on their fries. And that's all part of any big city in a certain way. But Amsterdam has this reputation of being this total, the place where God has left. And well, that is really exaggerated. In fact, I always say to people, Amsterdam is a place of worship. It is a place of pilgrimage, and it has been for many centuries. And people are like, what? Really? Yes, really. But anyway, Amsterdam is not just the center, the heart of Amsterdam that you know from the imagery, from the postcards. But Amsterdam is our capital. So it has these massive, bigger, newer areas where everything is, well, skyscrapers. We don't really have skyscrapers, but it is a lot of people that will live in very ugly apartment buildings. This was all built in the 60s and the 70s, where I think they just went overboard. They just tried to cram way too many people in these concrete buildings without thinking about what that would do to the social cohesion of that neighborhood. And so that the southeastern part of Amsterdam always has had a very bad reputation. There's a lot of people with addictions. In the past, wasn't very safe. It also had a big prison, which was one of the most guarded prisons in the Netherlands, which was also in that neighborhood. Well, that doesn't really elevate the value of your house. And then, even worse, an airplane, Schiphol Airport is nearby the city of Amsterdam. A cargo airplane, I think it was a Boeing, it was a massive airplane, got into trouble and crashed into one of those apartment buildings, and hundreds of people lost their lives. And it is just, I was still in seminary when that happened, and I remember seeing the images live on TV. And you see this neighborhood, and in the middle there's just a hole because there's an airplane that crashed into that apartment building. And so it's a neighborhood where there has been a lot of suffering in the past. And if you talk about the southeast part of Amsterdam, it's called the Bijlmer in Dutch. People, if you don't live there, people have immediately a very kind of negative image. The thing is, that neighborhood has changed tremendously, and there's been a huge effort. Like in my neighborhood here in Amersfoort, when I came to live here, this had a very bad reputation. But the city has been investing here, has been tearing down certain buildings, building up new houses, making sure that there's a more mixed population. And now I was like, this is such a great neighborhood. Absolutely not a problem neighborhood. And the same is true for the Bijlmer in a certain way. There have been a lot of initiatives that have improved the quality of life there. However, it is still a neighborhood with a lot of problems. There are lots of people, because the housing there is much cheaper than in the rest of that area. You have a lot of migrants that live there, lots of people from the continent of Africa, lots of refugees. Once they are accepted and admitted into the country, that's where they start. And so they don't have much. They are poor, and so they often lack the basic necessities. They may also have a lot of social problems because of discrimination sometimes, but also, you know, imagine that you are from, I don't know, Benin in Africa or from Congo, and you fled here. You left everything behind. Your family it couldn't come with you and are not allowed into the country. And you live in this tiny little flat, you know, and there's nothing and you don't know anyone. And then you have to deal with the Dutch. Even I have oftentimes trouble dealing with Dutch culture and Dutch mentality, let alone if you're from a totally different continent and nobody shares your lifestyle and you've lost what helped you live a normal life. And then you've got the Dutch weather where it's always cold and it's always raining. What I was asked to go and visit a number of initiatives in that part of the city of Amsterdam that are trying to help people there. And I've been amazed to go and to discover how much warmth there is in the surrounding these projects. I remember going to a building where they would receive people from mostly from Africa, and they would help them to learn the language. They could also take a shower there, and there was a washing machine, and it was tiny. It was so tiny that and cramped that it was very hard to film there. But what I loved about it was that I felt like this is a home. This is a living room for people that when they go home, they barely have furniture, you know. I go to IKEA, and if I need a couch, I buy a couch. But those people cannot go to IKEA because they don't even have a car to go there. But so it was – what struck me was how much the human aspect of the help that they provided and the logistics of, you know, helping people to get by in life kind of came together. And I interviewed a missionary priest from Benin, from Africa, who left his country, left his family to help his fellow Africans there in that neighborhood. And so he speaks their language, he knows their culture, and he told me how they pray together, and he wants them to feel that there is someone who takes care of them, and not just a white guy from the Netherlands, but someone who has already found his way, and so he can help them feel at home in a certain way. It's beautiful. Another example was a neighborhood farm. I think I already talked about that last week, where people can just, you know, be among the animals in the middle of this concrete jungle. And then what I did just a few days ago, I visited an initiative for parents, African parents, that want some help in helping their children integrate more into the Dutch culture. And so we decided to go with an entire group of kids from various African countries to the recording sessions of The Passion, which is this big musical version of the story of the suffering of Christ, of the Passion of the Christ. And so I took the entire group. I expected 5 children to show up. Instead, we got like a group of 15 children. And this is all high security. This is a massive production. Millions of people will watch this on TV. They're already kind of pre-recording some of the songs. And so I managed to get these kids to interview Jesus, or the singer, the artist that plays Jesus this year. And those are all played, but all the roles of the apostles, etc., are played by famous people from the entertainment world. And you just seeing the joy of these kids, like all of a sudden, like, oh, we're surrounded by all these cameras and all these journalists, and we get to talk to that guy. I know that guy from that TV series, and he's a good singer. And they were interviewing, and you know what blew me away was the faith of these kids. So they were asking, they had an interview with the Virgin Mary, the actress who plays the Virgin Mary. The first question of these kids was, do you go to church? And, well, this particular artist was like, yeah, I go to church. So what do you like most about church? And so they were having this religious conversation with the Virgin Mary, with this artist. And they asked the same questions to Jesus. And Jesus is played this year by an artist who is, you know, sympathetic to the story, but nah, he's certainly not someone who's religious. But these kids were just like, smiling and so, but how can you play Jesus if you don't go to church? It just didn't compute. I loved it. It was such an amazing evening. It was freezing cold. I was filming at the same time, but at the same time I'm thinking, you know what? Sometimes you start to classify people based on the neighborhood where they live. And you're like, what good can come out of that, out of Bethlehem, out of Nazareth? You know, what good can come out of that godforsaken place in Amsterdam, in the southeastern part of Amsterdam? And I see these kids. One of them even had a Bible. She started to read me her favorite Psalms. She was a girl, you know, 11 years old. And I'm like, they're like, oh, this is the future of the church. These kids have faith in their heart and they evangelize without even realizing that they do. It was an amazing experience. I hope to be able to show you a few of the images that I recorded there. But that's how I got to meet Jesus. All right, that's it for today's episode of The Daily Breakfast. I'll be back tomorrow, of course. And thank you for going over to Tridio.com to check out our other shows and previous episodes. And if you want to support me, want to help me do more of this, then consider becoming a patron over at patreon.com/FatherRoderick. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Take care and God bless.